Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White and I am introducing the show. This week on the show, Scape is going to be telling his little story to my wife, Devin White, who is also, in a sense, his mother. He's a cat, obviously, adopted.
Hey!
But we're going to let him take over. So, take it away, folks.
Hi, Mom. Welcome to my show.
Hi, Scapy. And how have you been? How is it being back on the show again?
It's good. It's always good being on the show.
Well, but did you learn anything from your time not on the show?
Well, I learned more from my time on the show.
No, I mean, you were being punished, though. Did you learn what you were supposed to learn from being punished?
It sucks.
No, you were a very naughty boy, Scapy.
It does suck.
It sucks that you're a very naughty little boy?
Being punished sucks.
Well, you shouldn't do things that deserve to be punished.
Well, anyway, Mom, I think I have a story to tell. If it's okay.
Do you think or are you sure?
I'm sure.
Oh, see, that's much more definite than just thinking you have a story.
All right, well, you want to hear a story or not?
Is it any good?
Well, you see.
All right, go ahead, little monkey.
All right, this one is called The Man in the Bell by William McGinn. When I was young, there was a lot of people would ring bells a lot more than they do now. Nowadays, it's not a big deal. People don't really ring a lot of bells. But back then, oh man, we were like ringing bells.
Yeah, you had a lot of cat toys that had little jingly bells on them, because when you were just a tiny kitten, you used to love those so much. And so we'd play with these little jingly bell toys, and you'd go jumping and running after them, but you're not into them so much anymore, and we just sort of stopped getting them. So there, I guess there were a lot more bells when you were
young. No, no, I'm not talking about jingle bells, okay? I'm talking about when I was young, I lived near a cathedral, and we were like, I was part of a bell club, and what we did was we rang a lot of bells in the cathedral. We would be like, hey, we're gonna ring a lot of bells, okay? Sounds like fun. And there was a bunch of us, and we always ring the bell. And there was like another church somewhere, and they also rang bells, and so we would be like, we ring bells better than you do. And it was like competitive, and we'd be like, check out this bell, ring ring, check out this bell. Bong! Oh yeah, like that.
You had bell ringing competitions? Of ringing bells. Church bells.
No, there wasn't like formal competitions, Mom, but we would ring bells and we would know that they were good or that the other person was good too. Or we'd be like, we would hear the other bells and be like, that was good. We gotta make sure we're that good. And then we'd hear them later and we'd be like, oh, they suck. We are awesome. Ringing the bell. Bell, bell. Ringing the bell.
But they're just bells. They make that bell noise. How is one bell better than another bell? They're just bells.
If you have to be in the bell culture to understand, I think. But, trust me, we were good. But, though there came a day, okay, where there was an accident, and now I don't even like bells. Here's why, okay? So one day, okay, me and this other dude went in to ring the bells at noon, okay?
I mean, what else did you do, like, with your lives? Did you have a day job, or did you just ring the bells all day? I mean, I can't imagine the neighbors were very pleased about this whole 24-hour bell-ringing situation.
No, it wasn't 24 hours, because then you wouldn't ever stop ringing. We had to stop ringing sometimes, too. Anyway, it was noon, okay? Noon. And we were like, time to ring the bells for noon. For noon prayer time or something. And so we did, and we pulled on it, and it was like, oh, hey, I think it sounds muffled. And we were like, oh, yeah, it's muffled, because there was a funeral, and we were like, oh, we have to make it sound mournful for the funeral, so there must have been something put on it to muffle, so that every other bang is muffled.
Whatever you say, Munchkin.
So the other guy was like, hey, Scapy, Go take off the hat. And that's because sometimes you would use a hat to muffle.
I mean, only if you really don't want a whole lot of use out of that hat ever again. I mean, if you really wanted a misshapen hat, just put it on a bell and bang it around.
Well, look, it was a hat. The point is, so I climbed up to the top, and I'm like, okay, gotta get this thing off. But it was, like, tied on real complicated, and I'm like, oh, man, come on. What the? Cutting, scratching, getting it off, taking it away. while. And while I was up there, the guy downstairs was like, he got like a message for like, hey, your girlfriend wants to kiss you, go away or something. And he was like, okay. But he left, and whoever brought the message was also part of the bell club. And they were like, oh, it's noon. Time for noon prayer bells. So I'm gonna pour on the bell now.
Wait, who wanted to get kissed?
No, it doesn't matter. That was the guy, the girlfriend. The point is, the guy who was here with me, who said, go fix it, he left to go see his girlfriend. And the guy who brought him the message was like, I'm going to ring the bell, because it's bell time. So, but here's the thing, I was up top. So, do you remember? I was up top cutting the bell hat thing. And he's down below. Guess what? He's pulling the bell. Danger.
So now both you and the hat are going to be smushed.
Well, fortunately, I knew, I figured out what was happening. And I was like, oh no, he's pulling the bell. And so I jumped out of the way, threw myself to the ground of the bell room at the top.
Oh, lucky you always land on your feet.
No, I landed on my back, facing up the bell, and I could see it start to swing right over my face. Okay.
That sounds very pit in the pendulum.
Well, I don't know what that is, but it was about a bell and me. And the bell started to swing right over my face. And then, of course, you know what happens is the bell rings. But when you come after tell you, when you're real close to the bell, it's like really loud.
Oh man, it's a wonder you're not deaf and that we're sitting here having this conversation, especially with such big ears like you have. Veritable bat ears.
It was really loud. And so basically, here is the situation, okay? Bell swinging right in front of my face. Loudness, really, really loudness, makes me think, oh my God, my ears are going to explode, okay? And it's at the top of the tower. So like the floor that I'm on is not really that strong. It's kind of like, oh man, it's just some like wood or something. So I'm worried because if it breaks, I would fall like a million feet to die. So, I wreck a lot of problems.
Well, good thing you're a cat and you'd land on your feet.
So, I'm just there watching it and I'm gonna freak it out, okay? Because it's like, it's gonna hit me. It's gonna hit me. So, I would push at the floor and then I'm like, oh, the floor's gonna break. Then I pulled away from the floor and then it's like, oh, the bell's gonna hit me. Oh, at the same time, you know, round, 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 like, imagine super round, okay? And at first, I was just freaking out, thinking of all the real things that could happen. Like I said, falling, crushing, deadness. And then, it was just getting so round that I started getting afraid of, like, oh, the bell kind of looks like a demon. And like, a creature with a vast maw.
First of all, did you just say vast maw? And second of all, the loudness made you go insane. Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, well, yeah. I started freaking out. I was like, it's like a giant ego. It's gonna grab me.
A giant ego? Don't you already have one of those?
Bird! A giant flying bird!
Oh, so but then you could eat it.
Giant!
Scapy, you claim that you could beat up a horse and a shark.
Horse! It's easy. Shark is not real. Eagle, giant bird. And look, it's just this bell was like freaking me out so hard. So I felt like I was like, oh man, I'm in a boat in the middle of a hurricane because winds are hitting me from bell, and it's like it's rocking in a hurricane. And so then, I saw the devil appear with, like, horns and hoofs, and he was like, hey, dude, if you renounce God, I will save you from the bell. And he was right there, and I was like, wait, no, that's, no, forget it, because it's not true, and no.
You tell that bell demon.
It wasn't a demon, it was a devil, but it wasn't really the devil either, it was like I was imagining. But I was like, go away, I'm not gonna do that, so good no.
Good no? Is that kind of like good night and no at the same time? Good no.
Look, at that point, I became my mind returned to me. I became reasonable, and I was like, hey, I'm freaking out. I gotta be careful to not totally lose my mind. now because this bell is ringing really loud. And I started to feel like the kind of thing where you're up really high and you start to get dizzy and you're just like, forget it, I'm jumping off the building.
See, all this time I just thought you were trying to chase after the sparrows out the window. Is that why you go running headfirst into the screen? Because it's not good for the screens, little man.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, a person who is afraid of heights. Doesn't matter. I was in this bell tower. The bells were ringing and I was like flipping out. And I started screaming. I was just like, oh God, oh God. And I was like, oh, help me, oh God, help me. But guess what? The bell was really loud, so nobody heard me. And listen, just listen, because I want to point out how bad this was, okay? Because you could imagine, right, if there was somebody in hell, okay, and they were punishing them, they might be like, hey, guess what? For your punishment, there's going to be a thing hanging over you, and it's going to always seem like it's going to fall on you, and you're going to be freaking out. And it's like, oh, that's a pretty bad punishment, right? Well, imagine then it was like, it's going to be super round forever too. That's worse.
So, Scapey, this must have given you some perspective then on your recent punishment being not nearly as bad as this whole bell thing.
No, that, you're right. This was way worse. So, really, it's not a big deal. What I did must not have been too bad. So, anyway, like, this went on for, like, 20 minutes, okay? The bells were ringing, and I was trapped right under them. And after, like, 20 minutes, they stopped. And I was like, listen, I was, like, really freaked out, because it was 20 minutes of bells, super loud, driving me bonkers. It freaked me out. So I was just lying there, like, hubba, 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 and I totally lost all sense of time. And I was like, oh crap. I know that there's going to be 5 minutes with no bells. But then after 5 minutes, it's going to be time for more bells for another 5 minutes after that. But I don't know how much time is passing. I don't understand time anymore. It's gone. So I want to get out of here, but I don't know how long it's been. So if I stand up, I could get killed by a bell. And if I don't, I'm gonna be here still.
There's no room at all around the bell, or you could crawl on your belly to get to some sort of door. Like, there's nothing. How do you get down from this place?
Well, there was a staircase, but you have to get to it. I was on my back, so I started like going, okay, let me try to get out of here. And I was kind of, I didn't stand up because I didn't want to die. But I was wriggling towards the door, like, okay, wiggle, wiggle. But basically, I gotta tell you, in my heart of hearts, I was like, I'm screwed. This bell is going to go off again.
You should have just walked like you did whenever we used to try to put a harness on you, you know? You'd get all flat to the ground and just sort of slither along like some weird cat snake thing and mostly be really unhappy.
No, I'm telling you, if I was on my belly, the bell would have cracked me, totally.
In what way? How is being on your belly different from being on your back?
Listen, it just would.
No.
It would. Anyway, look, so I was basically resigned to the bell going off again, and it did. This is important. And I looked up and I saw it start to move, and basically I was like, oh God, because I knew. But once it started ringing, basically my brain just turned off. I just went, no, no more. And I just lay there totally stupefied, like, blah, 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 blah. And the bell's going super loud, but I'm just like, whatever, insensate.
Insensate? Wow, Scapey. First we're talking about your maw, and now you're insensate. Have you been reading the dictionary?
It wasn't my maw. It was the bell maw.
Do you know what a maw is?
No, don't worry about it.
All right, so you're lying there insensate.
So the bell was ringing, you know, like a bell does. And eventually, like after 5 minutes, it stopped. And I was just like, okay, whatever, I'm still crazy. And I reached up and touched the bell, and it was still vibrating. And so I was like, whatever, not touching it. And I just lay there, just totally lay there. Maybe for a half hour, I don't even know. And I reached up again and touched the bell, and it was not vibrating, and I was like, okay. And then all of a sudden I realized, you know, if I just lay here forever, the bell's gonna ring again, so maybe I should move.
Sensible thought, yeah.
So I did. I got up, and I got out, And I went downstairs, and I got all the way to the bottom where you ring the bell, and I just kind of went, okay, that's as far as I can go. And I just kind of sat there, and that's where everybody found me. They were like, Scapey, are you okay, Scapey? And but I didn't reply, and I didn't move, and I didn't talk. I just kind of was like, bleh. And everybody was like, oh, man. And the whole bell club was like, oh, no, oh, no. And the guy who left me was like, oh, I think I might know what happened. And that's how we found out what happened. And he felt bad because it was kind of his fault, really. But anyway, they took me home and they put me in bed. And I just kind of lay in bed without saying anything for a long time. And then eventually I started like babbling, like blah, 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 blah. And then I would talk about the bells. Bells are ringing, bells. And if I heard the bells, I would be like, oh, I'm going to kill everybody. And I would attack people. Eventually I moved to the country where there's no bells. And eventually I got over it. But I still don't even like bells at all now. So, the end.
That's it? The entire story is about getting stuck under a bell and it's traumatizing and that's it? And first of all, kind of a pussy. But anyway.
You, if you heard about that loud, you would be upset.
Oh, I'm sure I'd be upset, but I don't think I'd go boobity 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 for the rest of my life.
20 minutes, and then another 5 minutes later.
No, I would just go deaf. I would need to learn sign language.
No. Maybe. I mean, yeah, maybe you'd go deaf, but if you didn't, that'd be a long time of loud things.
Just saying. Kind of a pussy.
No, not at all. Look. I got better, okay, in story. First of all, it's only a story, so that wasn't even me, okay? Second of all, he got better, so he made it. He won!
He won what?
Against the bells!
The bells weren't attacking him, they were just ringing, they're just bells.
But he survived!
He survived a bell.
It's like, okay, somebody was telling me about literature, okay? This is a story about man versus bell.
So what's the moral, Gaby? What's the bell moral?
The scary moral is don't get trapped in a bell tower because it's really loud in there.
You know, that might actually be one of the most useful scary morals that I've heard on this entire show, like the history of the show.
Yeah.
Well, Scapey, it's been fun being your guest. I hope you have better luck getting guests in the future. I mean, you know, this whole bad reputation thing, it can't last forever. I'm sure you'll get people who want to be on your show again eventually. So, you know, hang in there, little guy.
No, you want to be on my show.
Of course. You're my little boy, and sometimes you're kind of crazy evil guy, but, you know, you're still my little fuzz bunny, you know, but just, I mean, you know, everyone else.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, just, you know, how Jordan had to kind of call me in really the last minute and just, you know, really ask me as a favor to come on and be on your show.
No, that's not. No, that's not what happened.
Jordan, yes, it is. I was just in the other room and you just came in and you told me, Scapey, no one wanted to be on his show.
No, that's not. No, I don't think that you heard me.
Yeah, wait, no, you didn't. You must have not heard him.
Okay. Well, either way, Scapey, good luck getting more guests, I guess.
I don't need luck because it's a good show. Everybody knows. Good show.
All right, Fuzzy Butt. Here, let me give you a kiss on your nose.
Okay, stop. Okay, next time, there'll be another one of these, but with a different guest. So there.